You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. From Milwaukee traffic to Northwoods gossip, they've got some thoughts. John Gordy in the afternoon.
And here he is again. It's John and Gordy sitting in our sandbox just waiting to kick sand in somebody's face. Feeling a little aggressive today, I guess. Better calm down a little bit.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, midweek here, and we're trying to make it through. As you know, it was a pretty devastating weekend, and we had a few difficult days Monday and Tuesday, but you know, we're trying to loosen up just a little bit here, trying to keep our sanity,
right?
And trying to talk our way through this in some way, shape, or form for the next 3 years, and we'll try to come up with whatever solutions we can. We need your help. We need your help desperately. I'm begging you,
okay,
please, please help us. I'm sorry. All right.
I don't know, but begging is a good look, you know, right at the start of the show.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But you can call us.
Not a strong look.
Like to jump in. 855-752-4842. You can always text us on the Civic Media app. Free to download and free to use.
So. Yeah, it's the John and Gordy helpline, except instead of calling them for help, you are calling to provide help.
You're right. Sure. Exactly. So
that's our producer, Aaron Sommers. Good afternoon, yeah. Aaron.
Good afternoon.
And, boy, it's bright and sunny all across the state.
It is, yeah.
You know, we're broadcasting from our network headquarters here in Madison, and it's beautiful, but it's still pretty chilly out there. Temperatures in Milwaukee it's 11 degrees. I can't find Madison at the moment. We'll get to it. Oh, here it is. Madison, 11 degrees. And up in La Crosse, 10 degrees. Mm. Pretty similar temperatures all across the state. What time is sunset time tonight, John? Because, you know, it's staying lighter later, right?
I'm glad you asked. I was very excited about this.
I know.
And from the Samsung watch, it's 5:04. Set your timers to 5:04 this evening. That's sunset time.
Okay, very good.
All right.
A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. And then also in our 3 o'clock hour, we've got Chula Vista getaways to give away. Okay.
All right. We got some great comments coming up from Philly DA Larry Krasner.
Really?
We'll be talking about Tom Tiffany's recent endorsement by Trump.
Right.
And Rand Paul has a few things about the rights that we assume we have. Maybe they're up for discussion at this point, you know, carrying guns at protests, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. But just before we went on the air here, we were alerted by Aaron Sommers that there's a new Bruce Springsteen song. It's about Minneapolis. Is that correct?
It's called Streets of Minneapolis.
Wow.
All right.
Well,
have you listened to it yet, Aaron?
Just a little bit. I haven't heard the whole thing.
Okay. Is it a rocker or is it, what's it going to?
It's kind of
laid
back.
How's it
going to
hit us?
It's, you know, I would say mid-tempo maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to it.
All right.
What do you say?
Let's check it out.
All right.
All right.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where murder mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Or Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our. Of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat up on his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't be your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Now that's really good.
Good chunk of that. Yeah.
That's great stuff. That's Bruce Springsteen. His song dedicated to Minneapolis. What is the title of that again?
Streets of Minneapolis. Okay. Apparently he wrote the song on Saturday, recorded it yesterday, and released it today.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Impressive.
Yeah. And trying to see if they list anybody else who is singing on that, but I don't see that. But yeah, so wow.
Wow.
It's pretty poignant and to the point, yeah.
Well, it's good to hear that Renee Good and Alex Pretty are both immortalized in a song by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, and
Miller and Noam as being liars, and Trump, like, their names aren't left out either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
but at least we have a tribute to the individuals who lost their lives so far, and that's
right.
Wow, okay.
Well, it's not often that Springsteen comes out with something like, I mean, I can't remember any time, actually, that he put out a political song, you know, in the immediacy of the moment.
Yeah.
You know? So,
All right.
Good for him for doing that.
Get myself together here.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Give us a call.
You know, we've always talked about that here in the show, that there aren't enough protest songs anymore. We kind of get spoiled with Bob Dylan. Those many decades.
Yeah.
Well, and now at least we have Springsteen coming out with something here.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse Wells.
And Jesse Wells, I was going to say, Jesse Wells is also out there doing this. And boy, he has an extensive library of issues that we could certainly get to here on the program.
Right. Again, we've been digging out some old ones from the 60s and early 70s occasionally.
And we play parts of songs because there are rights that we have to adhere to for these artists. And when this program that is being broadcast statewide here is podcast, then there are different rules for podcasting.
Right.
And if these songs are included in that, then, you know, the artists deserve some kind of payment as well. So it's difficult to do all of it at once.
Right.
So
let's go to the phones. Gene is on the line from Eau Claire. Good afternoon, Gene. What's on your mind?
Thank you, guys, for the great show you're providing. Thank you, Mr. Sommers, for that. We can now listen to it and see it. I think it's on YouTube, too.
Yes.
And also, I'd just like to alert people, you know, our glorious, half-brain senator, Ron Johnson, right now on Forbes, they're running a committee meeting and or a hearing. And it's Watch Live. Ron Johnson leads Senate Homeland Security meeting. And guess what it's about? The Palisades Fire in California. That's our leader from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What an idiot. And I think he's from and this is my opinion, calling him an idiot in names, that's on me. But that I feel a lot worse than those kind words. But anyway, and I think he's originally from Minnesota. What a great guy to have representing the United States. Anyway, I had to give my 2 cents worth. Yeah. Keep up the great job. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, Gene. Thank you. And let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Welcome to the program.
Man, don't want to forget about Woody Guthrie and Arlo Guthrie and Johnny Cash, believe it or not, was a songwriter for the people who wrote songs about people who were being injustice.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. There was a lot of good of them. It would be great to see more people. But I've always been a Bruce Springsteen fan. I'm even a big fan now because it is time some of these people start coming out. And what kind of bothers me though is it seems like it took the killing of a white man for people to start stepping forward, which just aggravates me. But the point is, we need more of this, and we need more people who have power, who have followings, to come out and start doing something.
Yes,
and I think maybe this will help a lot. You know, getting the voice of Springsteen behind this, front against the Trump administration's invasion of our states.
Right.
So, Okay, I'm going to get to this right away here.
All right.
We heard that Tom Tiffany has been endorsed by Trump. Now, this really irritates me a whole lot.
But it's not a surprise. Right?
Well, it's not a surprise at all. But what is happening here is Tom Tiffany has been running a campaign. We've talked about it here. He's been running a campaign that kind of mirrors the whole campaign that Trump had. He put together. He's doing the exact same thing. And to whatever extent there was a primary, Dan Schaefer said it's essentially over now. There is absolutely one person that everybody's going to focus in on. It's Tom Tiffany. But the thing here is Tom Tiffany is going to hand over Wisconsin to Trump, to federal control. That's the problem I have with this.
Really?
Tiffany backs Trump's takeover of Congress because he was there and he let it happen. He didn't fight back. He backed higher insurance costs for the ACA. Now we're paying more as we live paycheck to paycheck. He didn't care about the farmers getting hurt with this trade war. So there's a bailout coming, but that's not because of Tiffany. And he also wants to bring ICE to Wisconsin communities. Now, here's a list I put together. Tiffany backs a federal food stamp audit. He backs a federal Medicaid audit for fraud, a federal review of Wisconsin voter rolls, wants a federal requirement to prove citizenship to vote, which is aimed at women, really.
Yeah.
Wisconsin will be absorbed into the Hydra-like authority that we know as the Trump administration, because of what Tiffany has done in Congress. We can't let this guy off the hook. He has a horrible record, and he thinks he's going to run Wisconsin? Not like that. He's going to give us over to the federal government, essentially.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I had to get it off my chest. I'm just frustrated.
He's thrown his hat in the ring, and yeah, that's first step to seeing if he can make his way into the governor's office, but it's a long way to go yet. 19 past the hour, just getting started on this Wednesday afternoon. It's John and Gordy coming back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
Well, I can tell you. Afternoons with John Peterson, Gordy Young, Aaron at controls. And, I just went on a little rant about Tom Tiffany. But, you know, he's the worst candidate, one of the worst candidates. Now, I said this about a few other Republican candidates in the past. Yes, it's true.
Full confession.
But Tom Tiffany is one of the worst ever. I mean, this guy did away with all the mining laws and rules and regulations we had in the state, gave away our water. I mean, gave away our minerals. This guy is a train wreck waiting to happen. This is what he said. This is a quote. As governor, I will work with local, state, and federal law enforcement to keep Wisconsin safe, just like I would imagine it's safe in Minneapolis, and to remove criminal illegal aliens. Oh, really? Oh, you mean like in the rural communities, in the farm businesses out there? Cooperation is how you avoid tragic consequences.
Okay.
Deporting illegal aliens is how you make America safer. Explain that to the dairy farmers, all right? Explain that to the farms out there that need labor. And with reform, with immigration reform, we could help that labor. We could stand behind them so they can't be exploited. See, the problem here is we're not doing the job we should be doing, or Congress isn't doing the job they should be doing, and we should demand it of them to have reform. We need to protect the people that are in this country, even on the visas that they have currently on these farms. Now, of course, you know, ICE is going after even people with visas. So we have to somehow reform the system so we can have labor, have their rights protected, and also have them here legally, and we're really hurting ourselves. We have a little. Oh, here I've got this. This is Justin Wolfers. Now, if we do away with all these immigrants, if we draw the line like Tom Tiffany wants to do as governor, or Trump wants to do as our dictator, then we're really shooting ourselves in the foot later on in the next 10 years. This is Justin Wolfers. He's warning us about U.S.'s future if we do all of this. And this is Cut 404. If we could hear Cut 404, this is Justin Wolfers talking about the future of the U.S. if we keep people out of our country.
What are the foundations of prosperity, economic prosperity, shared prosperity, equitable growth? Look across countries and ask yourself, why is the United States rich and the country of my birth, Papua New Guinea, poor? And the answer turns out to be what we call institutions, the rules of the game, the rules of economic and political life, the fact that we respect the rule of law, that we have contestable elections, that we have contracts that we respect. And the thing is, those are the things the president is undermining. He's attempting to take away the independence of the Federal Reserve. He's tried to undermine how much federal economic statistics reflect reality. He's tried to overturn an election. He's snatching people up off the streets. He is calling CEOs and telling them what to do. This is the most interventionist government of my lifetime. It's the least conservative government of my lifetime. When you are the richest country in the world, maybe you're not the ones who should be thinking about ripping down your existing institutions. It's those who are somewhat behind. But that's what the president's doing. That's not going to show up in next quarter's GDP. What that's going to show up as is in a decade's time, there'll be some companies that were never founded. There were some entrepreneurs who couldn't afford to go to business school. There were immigrants with great ideas who ended up staying in their home countries instead. And so whatever the next generation's Google or OpenAI is, it may not end up being invented, or it may not happen on our soil. And we will never see that absence, but our kids will feel it. Our kids will feel it in a set of lost opportunities. There'll be businesses they never started. There'll be job opportunities. There'll be new technologies. There'll be ways of creating a greener, safer, more prosperous future that simply aren't possible, but we're not going to see it straight away. And that, I think, is our current media is not well set up to talk about those issues, because there's no number comes out. There's no news cycle. There's no Wall Street Journal headline. But it turns out economic research tells us that's the stuff that matters.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have to look forward to 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. It's not something we'll see, but we'll notice it. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. We have Cindy on the line from Appleton. What do you got on Tom Tiffany?
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I just wanted to say that not only is he all of the things you mentioned, but he is solely anti-women's rights, and he is also a wolf hater. If he gets elected, we will not have a wolf left in the state of Wisconsin, because he is supported by Hunter Nation, who was behind the wolf slaughter in February of 21 that took out 300 and some wolves in one day. And he is also behind they are behind all these contest killings in the state of Wisconsin, where all these animals are slaughtered for money every day.
So that's right. Yep.
It's just, you know, these are just things that people have to think about. He will destroy our environment. He will destroy our public lands.
Right.
He will take all the timbers off the lands. It's just sickening.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't watched the video of Alex Pretty. He hasn't watched it. He's going to wait for somebody else to come to a conclusion on it before he even bothers putting his two cents in, which I think he's afraid to actually say. Let's go to Wisco Paul now. Thank you, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. They call him Toxic Tom Tiffany up north.
Yes, yeah, right.
You have all those lakes up there and fishing, and you could have cared less about forever chemicals in the water. So,
that's right.
Everybody will be sick up there. Well, if he gets elected, which I don't think he has a prayer and happening, but you won't be able to drink the water. That's what this state depends on. Tourists, water, fishing. I don't even know how he gets elected, but I'll tell you somebody that could write a book on this man.
Lost him.
Okay.
Well, Tom
Paul,
Tiffany,
thank you for that call.
Is just that, toxic. Tom.
We've got Midwest Food and Farm Report next, and we're back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, they're dumb all the time, and we prove it here each and every day on the program. John and Gordy, welcome to the program, and feel free to give us a call, too. Text us if you like.
855-752-4842 is our number. Mark is on the line.
Well, let's go to Mark first before we get to some of these wild and wacky stories.
Okay.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks for playing the song. I had texted that into you as well, earlier on.
Yeah.
As an opener, and Rod Johnson posted along with Weed, posted a picture of vile reaction to the murders of Renee Good and Alex Pretty, that, you know, bringing up all these people that were killed by illegal aliens and the border policy, the Democrats.
Yeah.
And then I've called all my reps and said, I called Johnson's office and said, I hope every dream he has, he's one of the, like Sisyphus or Tantalus or Prometheus, where there is punishments the Greek gods doled out to them. That I don't want it to actually happen to him, but I mean that if he dreams that's happening to him, that'd be well and good with me. That it is just vile that he's responding like this. And for Tom Tiffany, never forget the man was probably one of the co-conspirators in the January 6th insurrection. That he, along with Scotty Fitzgerald, who arranged the room for the fake electors to meet, you know, they combined to vote against the certification of a couple of states in the election in 2020. So Tom Tiffany betrayed the citizens of the state of Wisconsin in doing that. That he is just a vile man, just like Ron Johnson is just a vile man as well. That it is just that, and an update that Lady Gaga is doing a version of Mr. Rogers' song, Won't You Be My Neighbor, I guess.
Oh, really?
In a commercial at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And I liked a little bit of the production video that they're doing of that. You know, they're coming up with, you know, to do the song.
All right.
Then I guess they're discussing that the recording on that song is actually a little tricky. They're saying that, and it's going to be interesting to hear that, because I always liked Mr. Rogers, and I was particularly annoyed with Rush Limbaugh's in the day.
Yeah,
when
right.
Limbaugh was saying that, oh, you know, Mr. Rogers is a threat to this country because he had this message to these kids that they're actually worth something. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh didn't think that was a good way to raise kids, is actually give them a loving and nurturing environment rather than, you know, that use the rod and beat them into submission.
Well, we can thank Rush Limbaugh for turning AM radio into conservative radio. They own 92% of the market in talk radio. 92.
It's crazy.
And they kept liberal radios, liberal announcers off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for a fact.
Bringing up Mr.
Personal,
Rogers,
Mark,
also, one thing that he always said is, in times of trouble, look for the helpers.
Right, exactly.
The people, and we see a lot of helpers in Minneapolis right now, neighbors working together. And Alex Preddy was also one of the helpers, being a VA ICU nurse. So
most definitely, yeah. Mark, thanks for that call, 855-752-4842. Getting a lot of texts here. One about Tom Tiffany is also, this is from Ronnie in Horicon. Tom Tiffany is also pushing the SAVE Act, which would require voters to prove citizenship by birth certificate.
That's right.
And would affect married women, especially since their birth name may not be the same as their present name. You had a situation like that with your wife, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're still kind of working our way through that. I mean, her name has been changed. We kept it the same for a long time. Then we changed it to the married name. And then we hyphenated it. And, you know, it got complicated. And it's different at the DMV. It's different on her papers for the house. I mean, you know, it's a nightmare just to keep track of it. And then they want to throw in now verification of your citizenship in order to knock you off the voter rolls. Yeah. Essentially, that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad thing. And Tom Tiffany is all for it. He really hasn't thought any of this through. You know, he wants to cut property taxes. But you know what? Property taxes are high because people have referendums in order to pay for their public schools. Mm-hmm. So if you got property taxes, how do you pay for the schools? Now, you don't want to fund public schools, right? You don't want to do that, and you're going to cut taxes, and you're not going to really spend any money, then I don't know where we're going to go. He doesn't make any sense at all. He's a scary individual, and that's my rant on that. Okay. But we are in Idiocracy right now.
We are.
Right? So let's get to this. This is wild stuff. We mentioned this on the program a while ago, but Mehdi Hasan picked up the topic and even had an interview with Zohran Mamdani.
Oh, really?
And this is really interesting about the bidet controversy. All right. So let's listen to this.
Mamdani has been mayor of New York for less than a month, and he's already embroiled in a major scandal. Yes, Bidetgate. I'll say it again. Bidetgate. It all started at this press conference a couple of weeks ago, when a reporter asked a new mayor what he'd be changing inside of his new official residence, Gracie Mansion.
One thing that we will change is we will be installing a few bidets into Gracie Mansion.
The Fox News anti-left rage bait machine went into overdrive. Bidets? How dare he? That's a rich man's fantasy, they said. And total hypocrisy, they said, given the Democrats' criticisms of Donald Trump's White House renovations. They even cited an anonymous but prominent New York City Democrat saying, he's been mayor for a minute, and now the socialist thinks he's flush with so much cash, he can buy bidets. Sorry, what? Second, Fox seems to think Mamdani is buying, I don't know, Japanese Toto toilets or these kind of hotel-style posh bidets which can, quote, run as high as $2,000.
I just mentioned that, you know, we might install a few bidets in Gracie Mansion.
Never been there before.
You know, they're like a $25 water gun that you hook on the side of the toilet. We actually got a lot of bidet companies who reached out to us to offer their help in installation.
But we're sure they do.
We're fine.
Well, the economy could help be helped by that.
We're not in the pocket of Big Bidet.
See, he's not in the pocket of Big Bidet. Third, politics aside, hand bidets are a good thing. You should try them. All Americans should. I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
He's right. Okay. He's right. We have one.
Oh, yeah.
We had one installed. We had to get a plug installed near the toilet so we could plug the damn thing in. It's not exactly a water gun.
Okay.
as Mom Donnie said there, but I hope he gets something a little more fancy than a water gun that hangs on the toilet.
But they're not getting $2,000 bidets.
No,
they're just getting like the attached kind that you
can get. The seat is basically the bidet. So you just kind of put those on top of there instead of the other seat. But it's crazy stuff. And again, you know, the media, right-wing media machine really churned that out, hit the fanboy, and they just, they were outraged, more phony outrage as ever.
Right.
All right, now this is Mad King Don. He's going to bring Law and Order back to this country.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Let's listen to this here. This is 402. 402.
We're also working tirelessly to bring back a thing called law and order. You know, there was a time.
Oh, yes, law and order.
So there was a time that you weren't allowed to use the words law and order.
What?
I like that guy. You weren't allowed to use the term law and order. You weren't allowed to use the term Christmas. Merry Christmas,
what?
Everybody, right?
No.
Remember that 2016
No.
We're going to bring back Christmas. We did.
Dumb.
Now they're afraid to suggest it, but we brought that back. But law and order, we need law and order.
Okay.
Yes, more repeats of law and order. That's what we need. Well, what about those paid agitators, by the way, as he was giving this speech, right?
Yeah.
The people with these pre-made signs. They all look the same, right?
Yeah, right.
Right? These are paid agitators sitting behind him with signs that were made for them. Obviously, they're getting paid. They had clothing on that said Trump on it. Obviously, they're paid agitators sitting behind them. I'll tell you, man, what about those paid agitators? 403, let's listen to this.
You do know they're paid agitators, right? They're paid.
The ones
they get paid.
You
know, do you ever see their signs? You know, we used to have protests, and you'd have guys making a sign in a basement. These are all paid agitators. That's all they are.
What about
they
your
get paid to go and they don't even know what when they interview them. Why are you here? I don't know. They have no idea. They're paid insurrectionists, really. In some cases, they're sickos.
All right. Sickos.
Okay. You know, have you heard about the Melania movie that's coming out?
Yeah.
Is that, I think it's Amazon Prime
that put up the money
for it, but it's going into the theaters.
It is.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will show up for that.
Well, there's actually some crew members that worked on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to Rolling Stone. They want their credits removed from the movie.
No.
They didn't want their names associated with it.
Maybe you shouldn't have worked on it, buddy.
Yeah. Rolling Stone reports that 2/3 of Melania's New York crew requested their names not be added to the film credits. Another source said they wish they'd had the foresight to remove their name from the film, said, "I'm much more alarmed now." Apparently they finally saw the movie and don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And early signs are that it's not going to do well at the box office, apparently. But they've spent like $35 million to promote it.
Well, I hope they get $35 back.
It was a kiss up. I mean, this was the whole kiss up thing, the billionaire kiss up.
One crew member told Rolling Stone that the movie was slimy and boring.
Oh,
and
I can't imagine why not.
Yeah. And she was totally not nice.
Now, our friend Doug in St. Francis, it's a suburb of Milwaukee, and he writes,
"Where is it?
Well, yeah, we got to get that here. It's there. It is. Even a movie about John and Gordy would have been way more interesting than the movie about Melania. Any discussions of a movie?" You know, we have been thinking about it.
Really?
A little documentary on John and Gordy, our history.
We've got a lot of old video.
We have a lot of clips we could certainly manufacture.
Put into
some
the movie.
Kind of documentary. I'm not saying it's going to be an interesting one.
No, it's not. Well, but don't oversell it.
It could be.
Put the bar way low. Maybe we'll get a few people.
That's what I want to do. I want to set it really, really low.
Okay.
Bidding for the rights starts at $35 million.
Well, Aaron, maybe you could direct the movie. You're very high tech. We could slap together something, put it out there, see what happens. I don't really think there'd be a lot of interest in that.
No,
myself. But
Doug also writes, if aliens suddenly appeared on Earth and only one of you, John or Gordy, could represent Earth, which one would do it?
Okay, I don't know. I have to ponder that.
I don't know.
Also, we've got some texts about who went to see the movie at the White House. Mm. So we'll dig into that a little bit. Coming back with more of John and Gordy after this.
Gordyocracy.
Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
James Dean.
John and Gordy with you here in the afternoon. Beautiful sunny day in Madison, Wisconsin. Hope it's the same near you. We have this from Terry, director Brett Ratner, who made the documentary Melania, has been accused of sexual harassment and also has been mentioned in the Epstein files. So, he might want to lay low at this point.
Well,
he's not going to be around.
He was actually at the private screening. I thought this was about to take place. It actually took place Saturday night.
Yeah.
As a major snowstorm hit much of the United States and Minneapolis erupted in violence after the ice shooting of a protester, First Lady Melania Trump and Brett Ratner, the director you just mentioned, held a private screening of Melania at the White House. A lot of names I don't recognize were there. They had 70 VIP guests, including the Queen of Jordan. Apple CEO Tim Cook, he was there.
Oh, sure.
Mike Tyson. Remember Mike Tyson?
He ran a great campaign.
Yeah. Help guru Tony Robbins was there. And Dr. Oz and a few other people. Yeah.
I'm wondering.
It's not getting good early reviews.
What? I'm wondering if Mike Tyson was paid to be there or any of the others.
paid agitators? Paid,
yeah, exactly.
You're right. I think you're right. I think they're agitators. Now, you heard in the last break that there is maybe a solution to paying for PFAS pollution in our water. The point here is the Republicans have been holding this up. They have a little pool of money to pay for putting in new wells and helping people deal with PFAS in their water.
Right.
But they're not releasing it or letting the governor release the money. And this is what they're asking for, a complete pass for the people who put the PFAS in the water.
Right.
In other words, they're not holding them accountable. They want a pass on the businesses so they don't have to pay for cleaning up the water. That's what they want. Governor's not standing for it. I don't know why the Democrats can't make this absolutely clear each and every day of the year here. Mm-hmm. We would take care of this problem and allow people to drink healthy water again. This is just outrageous.
Right.
Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, when your water is a little colored, you'd go, oh, my God, I don't want to drink that.
Right.
I mean, that's when they flush the fire hydrants, right?
Sure.
But I tell you, these people have to live with this kind of pollution every day, and it's dangerous, cancer-causing pollution. And the Republicans are holding it up because they want to give a pass to the people who put the PFAS in the water in the first place.
Yeah.
They're the party of personal responsibility and corporate plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Exactly, right.
And that money's been set aside for a couple of years.
It's been there, at least.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Joe from Madison is on the line. Good afternoon, Joe.
Well, if you want to have some fun, I would heartily urge your producer to do some checking of the reviews of Melania's documentary. I recall that Roger Ebert's efforts were something along the lines of, it's as painful as running through a field of Legos while you're suffering from intermittent diarrhea.
Oh, my God. Nice. Oh, that's good. That's good.
So there's some other reviews similar to that. I wanted to refer back to this. You were speaking of Tom Tiffany's love of this SAVE Act, which was about trying to tackle voter fraud, which we know is a very, very small problem. Election fraud is a problem, but voter fraud is not. And it was by saying that everybody's got to show, you know, you've got to show your IDs. And for women, that's a problem because their IDs change because they take their husband's name. Well, it's really interesting how many women do. 90% of Republican women adopt their husband's last name. They want to do that. It's 66% of other women adopt their husband's last name. And the result of this is that it comes from the old historic common law doctrine that said that a woman's legal identity is merged with her husband. And it used to be that women couldn't own property or sign contracts or sue, or they were legally dependent, and it was all through their husband. I would argue that there's some problems that are going to be occurring out of this. They were talking about up to 60 million women may be affected by this if they have to go through this song and dance to prove who they are at the voting booth. And guess who was saying it's not going to be a problem? Carolyn Leavitt, the sharp legal mind of Carolyn Leavitt, who said that, oh, the Democrats are just fear-mongering this. We will note that Caroline Leavitt, uses her maiden name, not her married name. Her husband's last name is Riccio, R-I-C-C-I-O.
See?
So she uses her maiden name, but hey, it's not going to be a problem for her. It's just going to be a problem for the other women who have chosen to take their husband's name. What a crock. What an incredible crock, you know? Mm. Geez, if it's so easy, Carolyn, then why don't you take your husband's name, honey? Yeah.
Yeah, try that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, calm down, Joe.
Especially good luck to the women as they head to the voting booth.
Oh, I know.
Oh, documents, please. Documents, please. No, that's not going to work. Sorry, you can't vote. So good luck to us all.
That's right.
Take care.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Move on to Dick.
Let's see. I think we have time for one quick call here from Dick in Madison. Dick, go ahead.
Hard to follow, Joe. she is so good.
Yeah.
Here's proof that we will never know real jobs numbers going forward after he messed with that agency. Mm-hmm. But kind of off the subject today, and I'm seeing nothing in the news. Amazon and UPS have both announced up to 30,000 people each are going to be laid off this year.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's huge.
Yeah, you're at the negative 60 grand between the two companies. So
wow,
and that's not good economic news. Yeah. Obviously,
no, it isn't good at all. But you know, I've been compiling a list of all the jobs that are being lost in this country. I mean, we're not getting the reports on this. It's not appearing in the newspapers often enough.
Mm.
Major corporations are letting a lot of people go, not simply because of AI, but because there aren't any job openings. They're getting rid. They're downsizing. It's all happening because of what has happened with the tariffs.
Yeah.
Corporations are downsizing. They can't buy the materials for the price they need in order to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
news, sports, weather is next. Then we're back to give away some Chula Vista overnight stay tickets.
All right.
And Mike McCabe will join us. It's all coming up on John and Gordy. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.